Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go to 1053thefan.com and check out the story that Kevin has written. It is excuses, excuses. What are you most tired of hearing athletes say? 877-881-1053. You can text yours in right now if you would like to. And I think this has to do with Giants wide receiver Golden Tate being suspended 4 games. For violating the NFL PED test. Now, Kevin, real quickly before we get into this, the first ever defensive pass interference challenge just happened in the Hall of Fame game.
Oh!
And, Reggie, what was the verdict?
The call stands.
Call stands.
There was no clear and obvious evidence.
So the NFL's like, yeah, we run this stuff.
Okay, I seriously was going to ask you, do you think the NFL will put the clamps on some of these reviews early to really try to discourage it?
Maybe. There's a possibility, but man, whenever you have a situation like what happened in New Orleans, there's no way that you're not, you know, throwing that. That was clear. You know, that was one of those where you're like,
and obvious.
Hold on. What is happening right now? So I think, you know, that's exactly what it's for, so that that moment won't get ruined, because that moment got ruined. And so, but I am interested to know, and I also, when I watched the play, I didn't see anything clear and obvious, so I think maybe it was just one of those, hey, let's test this out. But the first ever defensive pass interference challenge has been ruled. Gentlemen, there we go.
Nice. So, I was inspired, you're right, because of Golden Tate, and he said, this past April, during the offseason, my wife and I decided to see a specialist for fertility planning. I started the treatment prescribed to me, and then just days later, I discovered it contained an ingredient on the banned substance list. What a bunch of nonsense. Like, you're an athlete, so essentially your job is all based around your body, and you just started taking a new medicine without asking the league or anybody from your organization if it was cool. Okay, I'm not buying that at all. And that was one of the things I saw immediately from the 214, or excuse me, from the 682. I didn't know it contained a substance on the prohibited substance list. But there's so many amazing ones like this. Like, think about Canelo. He was like, oh, yeah, no, I got tainted meat. But, like, he's not the only one who has used this. And then you had Brian Cushing, who said overtrained athlete syndrome caused his positive drug test. But, like, those are kind of rare.
Those are unique.
Those are rarer. I'm curious if there's something that you hear more often that you really hate. There was a tennis guy who said he did not take cocaine, but he kissed a girl who did, and that's why he tested positive for cocaine.
I mean,
was it right after she still had like a line of cocaine to just kind of coming out of her nose and it was on her lips?
Don't think so.
I mean, that's got to be the only way that could happen.
And one of the excuses I'm most tired of is Sean Lee is injured. Usually, that excuse happened.
It's Sean Lee or Romo?
Well, man, and I love Sean Lee. Like, he's easily one of the most likable football players ever, because he's so knowledgeable about the game, and he loves baseball too. Like, he's just an athlete, man. But that dude cannot stay healthy. You don't like Romo because of his decision making and all these other things.
I don't dislike Romo.
Sean Lee's injury history has plagued my Cowboys watching and enjoyment, because you can never trust him. And I heard Jeff saying that a little earlier with Ben and Skin too. He was like, man, he's Romo'd. He already got Romo'd, right? Like, first 2 minutes of being out there, he's already hurt. So that's one of the things that I most hate. One of the excuses I most hate is Sean Lee is injured, even though it's legit. Like, it's a real injury, but come on. Now, why do we place our trust in him then?
The one that jumped to mind for me is I have to do what's best for me and my family. Just leave your family off of that because you're not doing what's best for your family. You don't give a crap what's best for your family in a lot of these instances. If you're deciding between a $145 million contract and a $150 million contract, like you're doing it for the money and the status, which is fine. I'm totally fine with that.
Same. Extra $5 million is better for his family.
It makes no difference.
Bigger boat.
It makes no difference. For your family.
Family can go to private school now.
No, you can go, what the hell?
I can have another kid.
You can have another kid with $145 million. This is generational wealth. It makes no difference.
So my kids' kids.
He didn't say his right now family. It's always my family.
Okay, if you ever run out of that money, you're terrible with money.
Yes,
let's not pretend,
a lot of people are terrible with money.
But let's not pretend that's really why they're doing it. I wish we would all be grown-ups and they would say, look, money, it's a status symbol in sports. And that's why I took it. I don't care where my family wants to live. I consulted my agent for this. Because that's what matters. Because $145 million and $150 million, practically, no difference.
Yeah, the motivating factor remains their family. Hey, I mean...
Is it? I disagree with that.
I think you're talking about a micro versus macro focus. Like, in the macro...
I don't know what that means.
In the larger picture, they're still trying to, you know, do what's best for their family. In the smaller picture, of course, yeah, they're trying to get that respect because how we show respect is how we pay. Payment.
On the macro level, how
the big picture, Corey,
are they trying to make it better for their family?
Bigger boat for yacht days during the off season, bro. Bigger vacation. Now we can go on vacation and eat bitter.
To the moon?
Whatever, dude. Yeah, whatever costs $5 billion vacation.
I don't know.
I'm sure there's a place. I'm sure you can go to that place, dude.
And it's easy to say this is $5 million because we look at it as a yearly salary. But this is the thing. It's like they are making a yearly salary, but they only have a very short window of earning potential. So, like, this is something that has to be spaced out over, like, the entirety of their lifespans.
Yeah, it is the future of their
family. Okay,
fine. That $5 million goes a long way.
Okay, the entirety of their lifespan. So they're going to live another, what do we want to say, 60 years?
Well, I don't know, man. With technology, maybe
another
only
70.
Yeah, maybe 80 more years.
Okay,
nanobots happen. Yeah. You know,
started
self healing,
and you can't afford the nanobots if you don't have the extra $5 million.
That's right. Okay, great. Well,
also taxes.
Well, the longer they live, the less of an impact it makes. So $5 million, you're talking about a difference of $62,000 a year. They're going to move somewhere different. Because a $62,000 a year and a $150 million contract, I find that hard to believe, and I think we should stop.
I mean, like I said, you still got to pay taxes, you still got to pay money managers, you still got to pay agents.
You know what? And I'll also point this out too, guys. We are asking Tolos to tell us, what excuse are you most tired of? And we're not going to sit there when they text in and yell at them for their opinion.
Yeah, Kevin, but this is Kevin.
Kevin, it's a good point. You're entitled to your opinion. Even if it's wrong. 877-881-1053.
Then let me answer this question from the 214. What would you do, Kevin, Mr. Know-It-All? Man, I would tell you, all right? If an offer came in from the fan and another competing offer came in from somewhere else and I was just going to go wherever for the money, I don't think anyone would care. But if they did care for some reason, I would be really upfront about it. I'm not going to spend some nonsense about what's best for my family because I really do appreciate being honest about these types of things. And if I was in that situation, I would just don't say that. Like, you don't have to say anything. You can say anything that doesn't involve a lie. You don't have to say it was all for the money. You were just like, I decided that this was the best spot. That's all you have to say. Then you don't have to involve the lie of your family.
Can't you say this? I want my kids to eat better caviar. Is that honest enough?
Yo, I would love that. If they said that, check plus.
I'm not trying to win you over. I'm just trying to say, no, I do want, it is about my family. I just want to have all the best crap.
I don't, okay. And if you said that, if you're like, oh yeah, my son's kind of a jerk. And if we don't get him a Jetstream 4 instead of the Jetstream 3, he's going to cry like a little bitch. Like, I would love to hear that quote because that is honest.
That would be great. The only problem is that works in direct opposition to what they're trying to do. Like, part of this negotiation is that this is a battle of public opinion as well. So, yeah, let's not turn off the people that are, like, going to be arguing.
Why? Why do you care what the public thinks if you've got that kind of money?
Wait, what do you mean, like, with the players?
Yes.
I mean, you're hearing it from them. Like, this is a matter of, like, pressure that comes
in. Buy golden earplugs with all this money.
From the 817, the excuse I'm tired of is I have a headache.
That might be something different.
We're talking about athletes here.
I got it from the toilet seat.
I mean, that could be an athletic endeavor.
How often do people still use that toilet seat excuse?
You know what, Kevin? I was looking at I don't know how often. I heard it a
I
while
demand
back.
Demand you answer that question first.
But I saw this on the run sheet, and I started thinking to myself, the excuses don't hit me like they hit you. As far as like when somebody gets caught cheating with steroids or whatever, and they're like, oh, blah, 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 I did this, I did that, I didn't do it, or anything along that lines, and it comes out later that they did, and they're like, oh, well, I ate something wrong, or that the steak had the hormones in it or something, or whatever. Whatever the excuse, I don't care. I got hacked. People know you didn't get hacked.
So why are we even pretending? Does anybody believe that anymore?
Hey, I do want to point out, Brad Sham said that he got hacked on Instagram today. So, I mean.
Well, I hate to break it to you, Brad. You might be telling the truth, but nobody is going to believe that. Because that's the culture. Because so many people have made up that as their excuse. I don't think anyone is going to believe it.
No, I mean, I don't. I don't believe any of it. I don't believe any of the excuses. So when I see it, I'm like, oh, well, that's what they were supposed to say, right?
Yeah, and like, that's for me. It's one that you hear a lot, and you just kind of accept it a lot, but it just comes down to execution. Because now that's a very broad answer to your question. Well, we didn't execute. Who didn't execute? Well, the players on the field. No, you just threw the players under the bus.
That's exactly what I think. But also the coaching
staff with the play that we call. Like, it just leaves this wide open excuse of it comes down to execution. Well, where was the execution failure? Tell us what it was so that we know what we're looking for the next time y'all call that stupid play.
From the 214, worst excuse they're tired of, heavy legs. And from the 817, when athletes justify a higher paid deal by saying, feed my family. Yeah, same basic concept. Although maybe Corey's onto something with the better caviar. Now, Colby, you've got an opportunity to redeem yourself.
Okay.
Remember what we talked about the other day. It's not Steve DeBerg. Old-timey quarterback that you might reference.
Oh, my goodness. Not Steve DeBerg.
It's not Steve DeBerg.
It's not.
Just talked about his son.
Testaverde.
Vinny Testaverde has an all-time terrible excuse that's amazing. His rookie year, he had 35 interceptions.
Oh.
He was asked, why did you have 35 interceptions? His response, it was due to color blindness.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I mean, that's how he could stomach going out there in those uniforms, right?
Hold on. Where was he playing?
Tampa Bay.
So he made it all the way up the ranks into an NFL football program.
Don't forget, he was the number one pick in the draft, I believe.
Before color blindness became an issue.
Correct.
Late onset color blindness.
Yeah. Like, out of nowhere, he just caught color blindness. That's not how it works.
Some Knicks players once said they
saw... You hook it up with a chick and now you're colorblind. That's not how it works.
Oh, what?
What are you implying?
Yeah.
I'm
not entirely sure what that means.
I'm just saying that color blindness isn't an STD.
I mean, mark that. I don't know why or if it'll ever be of use, but it could be. And by the way, if you thought that was the most ridiculous, a few years back, some Knicks players said that they saw a ghost at the team hotel and they couldn't sleep, and that's why they lost to the Thunder
that
by
is
20
legit.
Points.
That is a legitimate excuse.
I mean, if you saw a ghost in the hotel where you were supposed to sleep, how well would you sleep, Kevin?
Yeah, no, probably not very well. I mean, I was about to say, I don't know if I would want to tell people that, but I did just say I approve of honesty, so. Well,
you know what excuse I'm also kind of tired of, right? Zeke was out for 6 games.
Oh, no.
Hold on. I will not stand for that, Corey. I don't know if you heard about this, but while you were gone, I decided that I could not stomach listening to Dak Prescott arguments just like the Romo thing for 8 more years. So I flipped a coin. My decision, Dak is going to be awesome.
All right.
And anybody else who disagrees can suck it.
Wait, going to be?
Unless he overthrows.
Is awesome.
Unless he overthrows Pollard when he's beaten.
Well, guess what? Everybody has an incompletion once in a while. That'll be his one for the day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.